Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Chris James. He's the head of partnerships at Trunk and author. Chris, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Christopher. Lovely to be here.
So you are all about creative content specialists, where you work with some of the UK's biggest brands, where you create powerful activations using gamification tactics, creative technology, film and animation. And I want to just, again, break it down where when you say things like powerful activations, what does that really mean? If you can just literally pick a brand that you work with and share how you create these powerful activations so that our listeners can really understand what you do and hopefully hire you.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So we've worked with a number of brands. I think I'll probably use Subway as it's a brand that most people are in tune with, I suppose. These brands have various challenges in terms of how they can sell to people and keep people loyal, I suppose. And one thing I think that a lot of brands sort of fail to do is see the link up in how well-rounded content can tell a story and empower performance, be that a physical visit to a store like Subway or an outlet or clicks through to a website, for example. So Subway were launching a new product, and they needed to drive traffic through their sponsorship of the NFL in the UK, and using what we say is our activation approach, we came up with a game that integrated and sat directly within their Subcard app, which would allow users to play for points and then be able to redeem prizes in the store, be that a sub or a drink or a packet of crisps.
So for instance, I'm a Subway fan. I have to download the Subway app, and on this Subway app, it's a game that you created.
Absolutely. Yeah, designed start to finish with an NFL twist.
Great. So let's talk about the game, because, you know, we only have about 8 minutes left, but I'm fascinated by the fact that gamification and games, they're so addictive, both for good and bad, so that's good reasons. So I'm curious, what are some things that you always include in your games to have that highest level of retention and attention span?
Obviously, you're 100% correct there. They are designed to be completely replayable, and a lot of games that sit within apps are sort of throwaway experiences that people will, I hate to call them that, but people will only engage with them for 2 or 3 minutes. A couple of things that we always like to include, one would be a leaderboard. So if I was playing, I'd be able to see where you ranked against myself. You might be 33rd and I might end up being third, and can create that kind of friend camaraderie, if you will, between one another, and also to allow me to better myself and try and push up to be second.
I don't want to gloss over that. So leaderboard, is it like one of those ticker tape things where it's going through the screen at the bottom or top of the screen, or?
Leaderboard would just be how you rank in the game based upon your score. So if it was a game for you to collect coins, for example, if I collected more coins than you, I would be higher up on the leaderboard than you were, almost like a league table.
Yeah, and in that case, just that concept of you're letting someone else see that other people are playing, so there's a level of consensus, but then you're also letting someone see, hey, maybe someone is doing better than you, so it creates this urgency or desire. I mean, is that why you do it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's all to inform future marketing activity, and two, to encourage replayability and desirable actions. The other thing we'll always include is a basket of prizes. So there might be a massive prize and then a few sort of smaller prizes as well, just to incentivize repeat plays.
And what are some of these prizes that you share or offer?
It generally comes from the brand themselves. As I say, Subway was typically in-store prizes. But other brands that we work with, FedEx, for example, we made a game for them to capitalize on their sponsorship of a tennis event, ATP tennis. And they were giving away smaller prizes, some Amazon vouchers, for example. And then the grand prize was actually tickets to watch Roger Federer in the final.
And what are some other pointers? Because even though, again, this is why I'm so fascinated, because they do, you guys study it again. That's why some people don't like games as well. But you have 3 minutes, right? So what are some other things? Color schemes, fonts, certain words you use, any things that you know that always work really well?
Absolutely, including, as we mentioned, with the FedEx game and also with Subway, they're related to sporting events and were key to sort of bringing branding and sponsorship. We also include sort of power-ups. You know, if there's a character in the game, you'd be able to make your character invincible, or you might be able to double your points, for example. So loads and loads of exciting things that gamification can bring, and also the ability to play against friends, as I said. I think it's probably the best way to perform market research and sort of unearth valuable information about your audience whilst they're engaging with your brand in a positive way. So after a couple of projects, you won't need to make sort of any assumptions about your audience, because their reaction and interaction with the brand to date will be documented, and you can inform and tailor your marketing efforts in the best way possible to suit them. So it's solving their problem in terms of what they need and what they want, and it's also solving a brand's problem too. And I'd recommend anyone that's listening who's not looked into gamification as an idea for engaging their potential customers, be them corporate customers or just the general public, to consider gamification as an extremely viable option.
Yeah, and when you said it's 2 or 3 minutes, is that the optimal time, or is it 1 minute? I mean, because I know you guys can track literally how long they spend on these apps. So tell us about that and the reason why you said it's 2 or 3 minutes.
Typically, we'd see anywhere from a minute all the way up to 10 minutes, but I think the average is 2 to 3. You know, it's we're not making sort of World of Warcraft or Call of Duty here. they are quite small projects, but it's something that's well within a brand's remit and budget typically to put something out and just engage people in a different way rather than perhaps a video or an animation. Typically, we create those as well to sit alongside the game and promote it. But I'd say an average of 2 to 3 minutes, there or thereabouts.
I'm fascinating. One of the things, though, when you say, as soon as you say app, it's like, oh, I have to put another app on my phone. I mean, do you ever have any pushback with that relative to people not wanting to put an app on their phone?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think phone space is critical. You may or may not have heard of a PWA, which is a progressive web app. So we're also able to make URLs and microsites that have the same functionality as an app, but don't require that download and don't require that space. So if Subway wanted to do that, we would be able to give them a link, for example, subwaygame.com, and they could push that out across their social media and people could play the game instantly on any device, regardless if it's desktop, mobile, yeah, or tablet.
That's great. And one last question, Chris, is why do you think Trunk does their job well? Because there's probably other companies that do gamification, right? So why do you think the Trunk brand and what you guys do for your clients are so much more compelling and differentiate you from your other people?
I think it's the ability to also combine film and animation into the mix as well. You have a lot of film specialists, a lot of animation specialists, and also gamification experts, but housing them all under one roof, we can give brands the complete package in terms of the content that they need for either an always-on approach or just a campaign-led approach as well. We're also powered by a bigger agency who can power that performance through social media and PR too.
Great, Chris. Thank you so much for your time. How can our guests connect with you?
You can search for me on LinkedIn. It's linkedin.com/chrisjames625. Alternatively, I am the same handle on Instagram, or you can look us up at madebytrunk.com.
Nice. Thank you so much, Chris. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris. You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.